Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson.
This is Gerald Larson, Lesson 157. Into His Presence Would I Enter Now? This is a day of silence and of trust. It is a special time of promise in your calendar of days. It is a time heaven has set apart to shine upon and cast a timeless light upon this day when echoes of eternity are heard. This day is holy, for it ushers in a new experience, a different kind of feeling and awareness. You have spent long days and nights celebrating death. Today, you learn to feel the joy of life. This is another crucial turning point in the curriculum. We add a new dimension now, a fresh experience that sheds a light upon all that we have already learned and prepares us for what we have yet to learn. It brings us to the door where learning ceases, and we catch a glimpse of what lies past the highest reaches it can possibly attain. It leaves us here an instant, and we go beyond it, sure of our direction and our only goal. Today, it will be given you to feel a touch of heaven, though you will return to paths of learning. Yet you have come far enough along the way to alter time sufficiently to rise above its laws and walk into eternity for a while. This you will learn to do increasingly as every lesson, faithfully rehearsed, brings you more swiftly to this holy place and leaves you for a moment to yourself. He will direct your practicing today, for what you ask for now is what He wills. And having joined your will with His this day, what you are asking must be given to you. Nothing is needed but today's idea to light your mind and let it rest in still anticipation and in quiet joy, wherein you quickly leave the world behind. From this day forth, your ministry takes on a genuine devotion and a glow that travels from your fingertips to those you touch and blesses those you look upon. A vision reaches everyone you meet and everyone you think of or who thinks of you. For your experience today will so transform your mind that it becomes the touchstone for the holy thoughts of God. Your body will be sanctified today, its only purpose being now to bring the vision of what you experience this day to light the world. We cannot give experience like this directly. Yet it leaves a vision in our eyes which we can offer everyone, that he may come the sooner to the same experience in which the world is quietly forgot and heaven is remembered for a while. As this experience increases and all goals but this become of little worth, the world to which you will return becomes a little closer to the end of time, a little more like heaven in its ways, a little nearer in its deliverance. And you who bring it light will come to see the light more sure, the vision more distinct. The time will come when you will not return in the same form in which you now appear, for you will have no need of it. Yet now it has a purpose and will serve it well. Today we will embark upon a course you have not dreamed of, but the Holy One, the giver of the happy dreams of life, translator of perception into truth, the holy guide to heaven given you, has dreamed for you this journey which you make and start today with the experience this day holds out to you to be your own. Into Christ's presence we will enter now, serenely unaware of everything except His shining face and perfect love. The vision of His face will stay with you, but there will be an instant which transcends all vision, even this the holiest. This you will never teach, for you attained it not through learning. Yet the vision speaks of your remembrance of what you knew in that instance and will surely know again.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the Workbook for Students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 1-2listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 1-2academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.